Portland has just two games left in its schedule, and one of them tonight as they face the Spurs in San Antonio. The Spurs are riding a seven-game winning streak, and with 27 home wins, have the second most home wins in the league. They have the best record in the Western Conference, and the Blazers will probably be without Joel Prisbilla and Raymond Felton. So they didn't make the trip to Memphis. It could be a long night for Portland. Catch it right here on News Talk 1110 KBND, a 5:30 start time. In the league last night, Kobe scored 26 to lead the Lakers to a 114-106 double overtime win over the Thunder. And the rest of the scoreboard, the winners were New York, Miami, Sacramento, Detroit, San Antonio, Golden State, Denver, and the Clippers. Stanley Cup ice. The Philadelphia Flyers advanced to the Eastern Conference semis. Claude Giroux and Scott Hartnell both split the pipes in the opening period, and the Flyers cruised to a 5-1 win over the Penguins. That was played at the Wells Fargo Center. Hartnell says they're thrilled to have this series over with.
Yeah, we didn't want to go to Pittsburgh for Game 7. That was obviously worst-case scenario, and we know how well they can play at home as well. So we wanted to seal the deal tonight, and it's not like they gave up and gave us a game easy. We played a solid 60 minutes.
Flyers win that one 4-2. The other two games skated yesterday. Boston in overtime over Washington. That series tied at 3. And the Kings down the Canucks 2-1. The Kings win that series 4-1. As far as the Ducks go, the Oregon spring game comes up this Saturday, and the coaches spent the weekend divvying up the players. Now, there will be no ESPN television coverage like there was last year, but it will be available online at ESPN3. Game time is 11 o'clock Saturday, and keep an eye on Brian Bennett and Marcus Mariota as they make their cases for the starting quarterback spot. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.